Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And this is Studio Classroom. Friends, we're in for some more mystery as we continue talking about the mystery novelist, Agatha Christie.
That's right. Yesterday, we started to learn a little bit about her backstory and how she became interested in writing mystery stories. It was because she was a nurse in World War I and she worked with a lot of poisons.
Right, and she used her life experience in that to write these mystery stories. Now, the mystery for me is that I've never read an Agatha Christie novel, even though she is the best-selling novelist of all time.
That is an interesting mystery, Garrett. Have you ever read any of her books, friends? If not, don't worry. We're going to introduce some of them in our lesson today. Let's get right into our first reading.
Agatha Christie. After her first book, her career took off, and readers couldn't get enough of her characters, particularly Poirot. Over 30 of her novels feature him. One of the most interesting events in Christie's life occurred in 1926, when she disappeared. Her car was found abandoned, and the public feared she had been kidnapped or harmed. It was not until 11 days later that she was discovered staying at a hotel under a false name. To this day, no one knows exactly why she vanished. Some believe it was due to stress after her mother's death and the breakup of her marriage. The Christies divorced in 1928.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先我们来看 divorce 这个字，它可以当动词或名词，意思呢都是离婚。来看一个当名词的例句。Following the divorce, Aiden felt as though his life had split in two, living with his mother on weekdays and his father on weekends. 父母离婚之后， Aiden 感觉生活分裂成两半，平日和妈妈住，周末则跟爸爸生活。Divorce 的衍生词有 divorcee， 拼法跟 divorce 一样，只是 e 上面加了一撇，是指离婚的男人。Divorcee 后面再加一个 e， 念法是相同的，但是是指离婚的女人。来看个例句。After a drawn-out court battle with his ex-wife, the divorcee vowed never to marry again.经过与前妻漫长的法庭诉讼后，这位离婚男子发誓再也不结婚。来学一个常见的片语 ，divorced from reality， 意思是脱离现实。譬如 ，judging by the absurd policies they've made， it seems like policymakers are divorced from reality。从他们制定的荒谬政策来看，这些决策者似乎与现实脱节了。
Remember Agatha Christie's character Hercule Poirot, that Belgian detective? Well, he's in a lot of stories. Let's talk about him.
All right, we learn about him more here in this text. After her first book, her career took off.And readers couldn't get enough of her characters. Let's stop there for just a minute, friends, to take a look at this phrase, couldn't get enough of something.
All right, if you can't get enough of something, it means you like it so much that you really want more.
Let's use that in a sentence. Lisa couldn't get enough of the new TV show. I get the idea that Lisa was watching that show over and over, or a lot of episodes in a row.
Or just really waiting for more. Well, they couldn't get enough of her characters, particularly Poirot. Now, if you particularly like something, you especially like it more than usual.
All right, let's use particularly in a sentence, friends. Daniel is particularly interested in history. We see here that 30 of Agatha Christie's novels feature Poirot. That's a lot of novels.
Right, over 30 of them. That sure is a lot. One of the most interesting events in Christie's life occurred in 1926 when she disappeared.
She disappeared. Her car was found abandoned, and the public feared she had been kidnapped or harmed. It was not until 11 days later that she was discovered staying at a hotel under a false name.
She had her own mystery in real life. To this day, no one knows exactly why she vanished.
We see that phrase, to this day, friends, and this tells us that even now, this is still true today.
You might say, to this day, Mia still remembers her first teacher.
So even today, even now, nobody knows why Christie vanished. And vanished, friends, is another great word for you to remember. If someone or something vanishes, it means that they disappear very suddenly.
Let's use that in a sentence. The magician vanished from the stage, only to reappear later.
Okay, so why did Agatha Christie vanish? Well, we see a possible explanation here in this next sentence. Some believe it was due to stress after her mother's death and the breakup of her marriage. And we see this word breakup here, friends. Let's talk about that.
Okay, the breakup of her marriage, that is the end of her relationship with her husband. We usually use that word for romantic relationships.
That's right. For example, after the breakup with his girlfriend, Tom felt very sad.
Now, that word breakup is one word. You could make it two words as a verb. You might break up with a boyfriend or girlfriend.
That's a really good point. And we find out here that the Christies did divorce in 1928. So I imagine that she was going through a lot at this time. Maybe that's why she wanted to disappear for a while.
Right. But to this day, we're not quite sure. Friends, let's jump into our next reading.
Agatha Christie. Christie also traveled widely, and while on a trip, she met her second husband, Max Mallowan, an archaeologist. They married in 1930 and often visited the Middle East. Christie used her travels as an inspiration for several books, including Murder on the Orient Express and Death on the Nile.
Summers spent sailing with her father served as the inspiration for her latest song. 与父亲一同航海的夏日成为她最新歌曲的灵感来源。Inspiration 字尾加上 al 就变成形容词 inspirational， 意思是鼓舞人心的。譬如 During class, we viewed a TED talk delivered by an inspirational speaker who explained the importance of setting short-term and long-term goals.上课堂时，我们观看了 TED 演讲中一位励志演讲者的演讲，他说明了设定短期与长期目标的重要性。Inspiration 的动词是 inspire， 意思是启发或是激励。譬如 ，Did you know that this movie was inspired by true events？ 你知道这部电影是受到真实事件启发的吗？
Agatha Christie's novels were inspired by more than just poisons. She had experience from all over the world.
That's right. Let's learn a little bit more about that experience in this section, friends. We read, Christie also traveled widely, and while on a trip, she met her second husband, Max Mallowan, an archaeologist.
Right, so she traveled widely. Now, that word widely here just means all over the place. The scope of the places where she traveled is quite wide or large.
That's right. Here's another example. The singer is widely known in Asia. This has the idea that everybody knows who that singer is. Many people are familiar with her.
Right, so that word could be many people or over a large area. Well, her new husband was an archaeologist. This is a professional who studies old things from the past. Now, this is a great job. It's actually what I studied in college.
I remember you told me that before, Garrett. This is a really interesting job. Archaeologists often find ancient things from the past, or they go on archaeological digs, don't they?
They do. Yep, they help us understand what happened before by looking at things. Okay, let's continue. They married in 1930 and often visited the Middle East. Christie used her travels as an inspiration for several books.
That's right. And some of these books are very, very famous. You may have heard of them before, friends. We have Murder on the Orient Express and Death on the Nile. Let's talk about some of the words we see in these titles. First of all, we see that word Orient. Now, this is talking about the countries of the East. This term is a little bit outdated, and most people don't use it anymore.
Right. It can mean different things based on the context. You can also have the adjective Oriental. There are some mountain ranges called the Oriental something. That just means it's on the east side, but it can also refer to countries. You could say many travelers in the 1800s dreamed of visiting the Orient.
Now, you do have to be a little careful with this term, friends. In some situations, it can be seen as offensive, so be careful what context you are using it in. Now, the next word we want to talk about is that word Nile. This is a famous long river in Africa.
Right. For example, the Nile River flows through Egypt. It's considered the longest river in the world.
That's right. Now, Garrett, I did read Death on the Nile when I was in high school for my required reading. And I remember it was about a bunch of people on a boat. I think it might have even been a cruise down the Nile River. And while they're all stuck on that boat, a murder happens.
Ooh, that sounds exciting. I feel like there might be a movie about this too.
I do believe some of her movies, her books were made into movies quite recently.
Right. Well, sounds like something to check out, friends. Now it's time for us to go ahead and take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Pass away. When I was a kid, I overheard my aunt whisper, "Your great-grandfather passed away." I remember thinking, "Passed where? Did he move?" That's when I learned pass away is a gentle way to say someone died. Instead of saying he died, which can sound harsh or direct, we often say he passed away. It's softer, more respectful, especially when talking about someone we care about. You might also hear, "We lost her last year." This is also gentle and emotional. Or, "He's gone." We use this in quiet, personal moments. Meanwhile, "die" is still correct, but it is just stating the facts. That's why news reports or doctors might use it, but in everyday conversation, we often choose something kinder. If we have time for a few more pass phrases, pass out means to faint. I passed out from the heat. Pass something on means to give it to someone else. he passed on his knowledge to younger students. But when someone passes away, it's not just a phrase, it's a moment for care, comfort, and compassion. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Agatha Christie. Agatha Christie was made a Dame of the British Empire in 1971 for her contributions to literature. She passed away on January 12, 1976, at age 85. Her clever plots, unexpected twists, and unforgettable characters continued to attract fans to her timeless works of mystery.
Literature, 意思是文学, 例如, while studying American literature, I discovered the poetry of Emily Dickinson. 在学习美国文学时, 我发现了Emily Dickinson的诗作。 它的形容词是literary, 意思是文学的。 例如, literary critics of the time either praised or scorned the book. 当时的文学评论家不是赞扬这本书，就是对它嗤之以鼻。 与 literature 相关的另一个名词是 literacy， 意思呢是读写能力或是识字率。譬如 ，a clear relationship exists between poverty and literacy， with poorer countries generally exhibiting lower literacy rates。 贫困与识字率之间有明显的关联。 较贫困的国家通常呈现较低的识字率。以上就是今天的Language Lab,我们下次见。Well,
Agatha Christie had an amazing life with many accomplishments. Let's talk about the end of her life.
All right, well, we learned a term yesterday that I want to review right now, and it's the word dame. Yesterday, we learned that this is a title given to women by royalty in Britain.
Exactly. She was Dame Agatha Christie. She was made Dame of the British Empire in 1971 for her contributions to literature.
We see this word contributions here, friends. This is talking about things given, done, or shared to help others.
Right. For example, Kevin made important contributions to the team project. He didn't just sit there.
Okay, so Agatha Christie made important contributions to literature. She passed away on January 12th, 1976, at age 85. Her clever plots, unexpected twists, and unforgettable characters continue to attract fans to her timeless works of mystery.
Oh, we had some good things in there. Let's talk about a couple of them. First of all, her plots were clever. If something or someone is clever, it's smart and often good at solving problems.
Here's an example. Emma gave a clever answer to the puzzle. Now, sometimes we can describe someone's personality as being clever. There are a few animals we describe as being clever as well. The fox comes to mind.
Ooh, yes, I have heard that before. All right, our next word here is twists. I feel like this word goes a lot with mystery stories. These are surprising changes in a story. You don't expect them.
That's right. The movie had several exciting twists at the end. Now, sometimes we use this word twists with the word plot. So, for example, you could say, the book I was reading had a very exciting plot twist towards the end.
Right. Now, plot twists can be great, but if you see them coming a mile away, they're not as fun.
They're not really twists then, are they?
Yeah, we might still use that term though.
True.
All right, our next word though is that word attract.
Okay, attract means to bring people or things closer, and usually this is with some type of interest.
Okay, so again, in our article, her stories or characters continue to attract fans. So they brought fans in, made them want to keep reading those stories, just like a flower might attract bees with those great smells.
That's right. Flowers are interesting to bees, so they attract bees, just like these stories attract people because they're so interesting.
Okay, one more thing for us to talk about here, and it's the word timeless.
Okay, timeless means that something never goes out of style or something is always valuable.
For sure. Let's use that in a sentence. Romeo and Juliet is a timeless story. People will probably still be reading it hundreds of years from now.
That's so true. And not just stories could be timeless, friends. Things like style could be timeless as well. If you see a style and you think it might still be around in hundreds of years, well, that's timeless.
Okay, Amory, I think I'm sold. I need to read or maybe watch one of these stories.
I think you should definitely start with Death on the Nile. It's one of the more well-known of Agatha Christie's books, and you can watch the movie when you're done reading it.
That's a great idea. Some people would do it the opposite way, but I think your way is better.
I prefer reading first and then watching the movie later. What about you, friends? Well, we have more to learn, friends, so right now let's go to today's usage tip.
Usage tip, 要来看主词 one 加 feared 加主词 two 加 had been 加过去分词的句型。 Feared 是 fear 的过去式，表示害怕或是担心。本句 And the public feared she had been kidnapped or harmed. 主词 one, the public 担心害怕。主词 two,She 在过去曾遭遇某种情况或经历某个动作。Feared 后面接的子句是过去完成被动语态 had been 加过去分词，目的是在强调 kidnapped 或 harmed 是发生在过去另一个时间点之前。我们来看个例句 ：They feared the hikers had been lost in the storm.他们担心那些健行者已在暴风雨中失踪了。
Friends, we've reached the end of today's lesson, so let's take a moment to look at today's talk about it question. Do you enjoy reading mystery stories? Why or why not?
Okay, what do you think, friends? For me, even though I haven't read Agatha Christie's stories,There was a very popular series of books when I was a kid called The Hardy Boys, and I loved those.
I read The Hardy Boys as well, and I also read a similar series called Nancy Drew. She was also a young girl who solved mysteries.
Right, they're a lot of fun. Exciting things happen. There's always a bit of danger, and you always wonder what will happen next.
These days, I don't read mystery stories as much. If I'm reading a book and there is an element of mystery in it, that's okay, but I don't generally go for straight mystery stories.
I agree. The same is true for me, though mystery in a movie or TV show is a lot of fun.
That's true too. What about you, friends? Do you enjoy reading mystery stories? Maybe Agatha Christie's books is something you should try.Well, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Classroom. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.